time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant and the large construction vehicles, which will be leaving soon. Eric Meehan is here, and as we were saying with Bob a few minutes ago, and I'll say this so you don't have to. You guys have been through a lot this summer. People who are good supporters of this program and of downtown Bangor merchants in general, go out there and show a little support and a big thank you to the folks along that row, especially on Hammond Street, that have been in the middle of this summer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, it's funny. I was speaking with my lovely wife and business partner earlier, and I was talking about the various pleas that one hears from local businesses when construction mars their business and things like that. And I've never wanted to, you know, I've always been of the impression that one should seem confident and go about their business. And I must say that I'm very, very happy that our customer base has basically done exactly that. Mm. They've gone about their business and found us, and we appreciate it thoroughly. And we're, you know, obviously just a phone call away if you need help. The construction guys are awesome. As I may have mentioned last week, I literally saw a guy go in a massive excavator and move it so that one of my wonderful older couples could pull right up in front of the store and load a couple That's cases. Great. I mean, they're awesome. So don't hesitate to try and come on down. All these guys are very, very cool. We'll try and oblige you. And as Rich mentioned, yeah, it should be gone soon. So huzzah. But every time I say that, a new hole opens or is open. So I really am just one day I'm going to go and it's going to be all paved and I am just going to go skipping down the street, which may be extraordinarily dangerous given the pitch of that street.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk wine. Cause I did. Yes, I'm on vacation this week and it's been absolutely fantastic. I keep giving my son the wrong impression of fishing. I keep catching fish and he doesn't understand that when he's fishing, just sitting there, I'm like, the son, this is what it's normally like. It's about, you know, silence, 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 my loving child. That's been difficult. The kids are also discovering what it is to have siblings, sibling rivalries and sibling issues. So we're trying to quell that, but you know, they're two and a half years apart, so I'm pretty much out of luck. Which also leads us back to wine. Just to remind everybody where we are in space and time in terms of our world tour, we're on the Iberian Peninsula, so Spain and Portugal. And last week we talked about the Tempranillo sash. It's very fashionable, and it goes and it has, you know, this wonderful red wine belt that makes a lot of very robust wines out of the Tempranillo grape. And before we move on next week to, because I can't not do port because it's so important and so delicious and very much beloved in this part of the world during especially our winter season, which, as you'll recall, lasts about 363 days of the year. So that's important to touch on every year. So we will do port next week. So tune in for that. So this week I'm going to try and touch on basically everything else that we haven't touched on thus far, which should be fun. So we're going to kind of start up in the northwest of the country and talk about that pass that we talked about, the Tempranillo belt sort of developing from when all the Bordelaise winemakers, those folks in the southwest of France, when all their vines were dying off, they came down through the area of Saint-Sébastien, and they arrived in Basque country, and some of them arrived down in Navarra and Rioja, what we talked about. But then there's a whole host of wine that's made kind of on the coast, the northern coast. One of my favorites during summer is called Txakoli. Txakoli is a wine of the Basque region. It uses a couple of different grapes that are real tongue twisters, but it's really wonderful, refreshing, and almost frizzante, but bone dry. And so it goes really, really well with like shellfish, like, you know, stuff that you just want to, you know, sink your teeth into at this time of year when it's beautiful out. So definitely check out that Txakoli. It's Txakolina, Txakolina, if you see it in the wine store. And if you need help, just mention that really sort of acidic, racy wine from northern Spain, and I'm sure your local wine merchant can help you out. We have a really, really good one imported by a good friend of mine, Chris Campbell, who also imported that wine that we tried last week.
Which was amazing.
Also, in that part of the world, we have a really, really neat grape called the Mencia grape. So the wine regions of Bierzo, Ribera Sacra, for instance, These are for people who really like Pinot Noir and are looking for other really cool wines that are kind of that kind of earthy, funky Pinot Noir, medium-bodied, goes great with a lot of different different cuisines, rather. So, again, the Mencia grape, if you want to track that down for Pinot Noir lovers, that's a really, really cool one, again, from the northwest region of Spain. Of course, we have Rías Baixas, which has the Albariño grape. And the Albariño grape, we've also tried a couple times on this program. Remember, it's very fjord-like with a lot of sort of finger-like appendages reaching into the Atlantic, fog rolling in, fog rolling out, moderating that growing temperature of this wonderful thick-skinned Albariño grape. Very honeyed, very sometimes briny. So again, wonderful for seafood. Again, no surprise that it's made right on the Atlantic coast. So, you know, anytime you're looking for stuff to match up with Maine fare, as it were, not poutine, mind you, but Maine Coast Fair. I would definitely go, you know, some of these northern, northwestern wine regions there. A couple of really key red grapes that we haven't touched on, but are really, really dominant in Spain. And I think this is why Spain really should be, if not is, embraced by the American wine drinker. People always talk about the value. But it's also its value combined with the fact that we really like very robust things. We really like, you know, barbecue sauce and ketchup and salt and steak and stuff like that. And so we really like robust red wines, especially when we're starting out, right? Like our own Zinfandels and Cabernet Sauvignons. So one of the big ones, and we've certainly had our share on this program, is the Garnacha grape called Grenache in France. And this really dominates the whole Mediterranean coast. It is a thick-skinned grape. Some iterations of it actually have red juice and red flesh, so that's the Garnacha Tintorera. This is a really very robust, juicy, fruit-forward style wine. Sometimes it can be kind of, again, funky and interesting for those of you who prefer your wines like that, or it can just be a fruit bomb for those of you who like your wines like that. The Spanish and French both claim to have been the first place where Garnacha grew. Studies show it's probably Spain. So sorry, France, you have a bunch of other grapes that are kind of yours. So just, you know, you can handle that. Again, Garnacha from almost everywhere. And this is where Spain is starting to delve into like mediocrity and playing to the American market. You're starting to see it grown sort of as a commodity as opposed to a real specialty. But if you really like a good Garnacha, you know, good wine merchants can help you out there. So that's really cool. There's also kind of this value belt, again, for those of you seeking robust red wines at a really good price, especially around Madrid. There's really, really interesting things. Calatayud, Carañeña. So if you're ever finding an inexpensive Spanish wine that you're kind of curious about, the likelihood is it's actually probably pretty good. And if you see it's actually, you know, from one of these places, especially Calatayud, I find absolutely fantastic values from there, usually under $15, screaming good. And then the last grape that I kind of wanted to talk about, which is the grape we're going to be consuming today, is the Monastrell. Monastrell is also called Mourvèdre in France, and Mataro, sometimes you see it in America. Monastrell is the name of it in Spain, mostly found in southeastern Spain now. So we're in, specifically today, we're drinking a wine from Jumilla, but there's several appellations down there. Yecla springs to mind as well, that grow this Monastrell very, very well. Chocolatey, dark raspberry fruit, kind of jammy sometimes can be kind of chalky. Really, really excellent wines. Again, for those of you who want something robust and usually very reasonably priced, the wine we're drinking today is a $12 wine. It is organically farmed. It is certified organic. And it also has on it a bee. And that's nice. I've been dealing with a hornet's nest over this vacation.
Oh, a real one?
A real one.
Metaphorical one.
No, indeed, a real one. Poorly. I didn't really see the bee when I picked out the wine for some particular reason, but now I'm kind of having nightmares about those hornets. No, they positioned themselves beautifully on my father-in-law's dock to where no one could reach them except by sea, and only by sea around treacherous rocks. So they were quite protected.
Wow.
And it's taken my wife and I several cans of spray and bravery to free ourselves of the menace. And I'm going home with another can of spray just to be safe.
Do you go in looking like a frog man? I mean, you have to,
I definitely went. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely was inappropriately dressed for summer, but appropriately dressed for not getting stung a lot, which would have ruined my vacation. Yeah. But anyway, so this is Monastrell from, this is called Goru Verde, and it is, the B is on there because this is a bee-friendly winery, as many are tending to be, because, of course, we need our bee friends. And before we wrap up today, I did want to mention a couple things coming up. On Thursday, I will be back in from my vacation to the shop because we have a wonderful tasting with our friends from Rocky Ground Cider from Newburgh, Maine. Some really wonderful heirloom-style ciders that I highly encourage you to try. And I'll also be pouring a couple of really good Spanish and Portuguese wines as well. So a nice variety of things to choose from. So bring your friends. That's from 5 to 7 this Thursday. And then we've also got an interesting tasting to put on your calendars September 29th. We're going to be working with a charity called Bubba's Angels, and it is a really cool charity that provides a means for veterans to get some adopted pet friends to care for, and it's really adorable. You look at some of these pictures and some of these stories, and it's really, really awesome, and we are big pet friends at the store as well. We're probably going to be having a couple of adoptable kittens in the store that day, and I'm also going to try and work in some other downtown friends to see if we can get some more families in there, because of course not just veterans can adopt wonderful little adorable kittens and dogs, but everybody can, because right now, as I understand it, Bangor is teeming with adoptable animals. Yes. And that is a good thing. Also, our wine of the week is not from the Iberian Peninsula, but you got to check it out. It is mostly Pais, which is the mission grape that was brought over by the Spanish missionaries. It is the first tasty grape that was born made here, and it is a really delicious little wine called Pepeño Aupa, and it's dirt cheap, chillable, and it is crushable, and I encourage you to check it out. Our wine of the week.
Tell me about these almonds too, because they look Marconas. Fantastic.
Yes. Oh my god. They're kind of like when I was growing up, my dad liked oh my god, what are those macadamias?
Yeah.
I would always eat his whole stash like in 5 minutes, and he's like, you gotta savor them. If you're gonna eat them, at least savor them. So this was the grown-up version of that. When I was old enough, I was at Whole Foods and we were trying these things, and I was just like, oh, these are amazing. And they are amazing, and crushed up on brie with some fig spread. You look like the most amazing gourmet brain ever, and it literally takes no effort. But yeah, Marcona almonds, those are also a 10% off featured product, and I highly recommend that you check those out. We'll probably have those out at the tasting, 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. So there you go.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Man, it's good. It's good I don't do this a lot, because I would never come back. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.